Fans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By Amegy Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from the Go Texans store here at NRG Stadium, where we are unveiling this guy right here, DeAndre Hopkins, new clothing line, Nuke Designs and Apparel. This is some pretty big-time stuff here.
Yeah, you know, new era, and the Texans gave me an opportunity to come out and design some things for the fans. So, you know, I had to take that opportunity, and I think the stuff came out well, if you ask me.
Well, let's look at a little bit of it. I am, of course, donning the man shirt here. I didn't put on the girl clothes, but I got on the guy shirt because it's not going to mess up my hair. But this one I really like. You got, I know the hats are a big hit. Kind of take us through some of it and where the inspiration came from.
Yeah, the Somos Texans means we are in Spanish. So the heritage Hispanic game that we have, I thought that would be a hit, you know, kind of, you know, reach out to a different culture that we have here that represent the Texans. And this hat was, as it says on the sign, it's kind of like, you know, the main hat. It's the number one seller with my signature on it. So you get more than one thing. You get, you know, a nice hat plus my signature and my name and number 10 on it. And it stands out everywhere. It's gold, so, you know, you can see it from miles away. And this one right here, add a little different color. You know, everybody like the red, blue, and white, but I don't really see Texan stuff in different apparel, different colors. You know, people always don't want to wear red, blue, and white. But and this one right here, this one is something that I kind of wanted to have where you can wear every day, just not, you know, to a Texans game, but, you know, maybe to church or, you know, just out and about hanging out. So that's where that shirt came from. And over here, if you follow me, this is the H-Town. I was introduced to this when I first got here. I knew nothing about, you know, the slang H-Town. Being from South Carolina, of course I wouldn't. So I kind of wanted to reach out to, you know, to that crowd, you know, that comes here and support us as well. So this is where the H-Town idea came from. And that's it.
Let me back in my shot since this is my show, but thanks for taking over. But how do you, you know, you're such a fashionable guy. You've got other guys on the team like Kareem Jackson, and he's got a line as well. But how do you decide and kind of get involved and create a line? Like, where does the inspiration come from, and where do you, how does it, like, what was the genesis of it?
You know, I'm into fashion, but, you know, I'm not the stylish one on the team. You know, I don't have the nicest or the expensive stuff. But, you know, being from South Carolina, you know, my mom always taught us to dress nice. You know, we went to church and, you know, it was the best dress there. So just, you know, having that, you know, growing up as a kid to always dress nice and present yourself well, that's, you know, kind of where this idea came from.
Well, a lot of times people, celebrities, athletes, whatever, just kind of put their name on something. You really have some ownership and some, I guess, what's the word, stake in it. You actually did help design some of this stuff.
Yeah, I designed all of it. You know, they just kind of, you know, gave me some ideas, you know, but they let me run with it for the most part.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this week. It's been a long break between the game against the Colts and the one coming up here against Jacksonville. Just three great weeks for you, three 100-plus yard games in a row. Of course, I know you trade all three of them for victories, but just talk a little bit about kind of the ups and downs that's been. You're being successful, yet the team not kind of coming away with the W's.
You know, the personal success as well is good because I put in the work in the offseason. I did those things to come out and be where I am right now from a personal standpoint. But, you know, it's all overlooked by the losses that we have. It's a bittersweet, you know, excitement. But, you know, team wins are always, you know, what stands out.
It's very early on in the week here, just Monday as we're doing this unveiling. But I know you've had a chance to get started looking at Jacksonville. Just your thoughts on the challenges that they pose as you head to Florida.
They're a good team. You know, they get that name from being the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, just from their history. But they're a good team. They're young. You know, they play well. They, you know, they complement each other, offense and defense. So if we come out and play a complete game, I think we'll be able to get what we want.
All right, go ahead and give the fans a shout out where they can get your stuff exclusively here. Tell them to come on out and buy your stuff.
Yeah, you can only get this apparel here at the Texan store. You know, I'm sorry, it's not online. If it was my idea, it'd be online. But you got to come to the Texan store to get it.
DeAndre, thank you so much. We have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will be back in the studio dressed not better, but more professionally with Mark Vandermeer. Stay with us.